This is the Get Better Everyday podcast with Matt Gouget. Actionable advice from real-life superheroes who, just like you, are in relentless pursuit of the best version of themselves. Whether you're just getting started or have been at it for years, my hope is that this podcast injects you with some positive energy to continue doing what brings you joy. Join me as I interview the best of the best in business, sports, and life. Let's grow together.
Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm KJ.
And we're the producers of the Get Better Everyday podcast.
Do you like podcasts? Well, then hit us up. IkePodcastNetwork.com. We'll help you build your show.
All right, Get Better Everyday podcast with Matt Gouget. I've got Ken Attard on today, Mindset Malta. We're going to talk mindset. We're going to get into some other stuff, I'm sure. 2023 going into 2024, mindset is very important to everybody, I believe. Get Better Everyday listeners who are trying to prove themselves, I think it's probably even more important. It's the cornerstone. So thanks for being on, Ken.
My absolute pleasure. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Tell me what you're up to. Who is Ken Attard? Who is the Mindset Malta?
What a big question. Who am I? what a great way to start. So Mindset Malta, amazingly, I've been an entrepreneur for going into two decades now, been in retail, promotional merchandise. And I was almost two decades ago as well, got involved in network marketing, multi-level marketing, where I was introduced to personal development. I'm no longer part of that business or anything like that, yet I was introduced to personal development and really have been dedicated to it ever since, because I was simply blown away by some of the stuff I started to learn. I was listening to speakers, I was reading books, and I was amazed at some of the stuff that I was learning. And actually, one of the things that I said to myself, and which spurred me on, was inspired me to continue, was I was like, how come they don't teach us this stuff in school? And it's a common thread around the world. I mean, it's amazing how it just really gets put to the side. And I just continued from there. I continued to learn. I continued to dabble, continued as an entrepreneur, got my certification in NLP as a master practitioner, which is one of the tools that I use, yet it's not everything. And I just continued to learn with personal development. I was doing some coaching on the side, really. And believe it or not, In 2019, at the end of 2019, I decided and founded Mindset Malta. Simply set up a Facebook page where I started to do some Facebook Lives. And I just really felt I had a message to get out there, which was somewhat of a generic message about personal development, about, you know, taking ownership and how you can actually do that and start to create the reality that you truly want. Lo and behold, March 2020, we all know what happened. And my predominant income, which was my promotional merchandise industry, business, obviously took a nosedive then. The last thing businesses wanted to do was purchase something they were going to give away for free at that point in time. And so that I consider that end of 2019 sort of like divine intervention that I had founded Mindset Malta. And then I decided, you know what, I'm going to go into this full swing. I really want to make it my predominant income. And one of my main reasons was I never wanted something outside of me as much as possible to have an effect or could stop my business. And essentially with the way we're, I'm doing my consultancy and coaching, a lot of it is online. So effectively, as long as there's Wi-Fi, we're good to go. And this is where it's taken me. And I've shifted my focus mainly to work with entrepreneurs and to show them, you know, how, and there's so many frustrated entrepreneurs though. So I help frustrated entrepreneurs to adapt and pivot their mindset. Using what I have, a proprietary ARC method, which underlies any type of consultancy I do, program that I have. And by using this ARC method and the programs, they're able to really start to connect with true freedom. And it started out with time freedom, and time is still a really big thing for so many entrepreneurs. That's funny. One of the first things you said as we got on, I was like, you're going, right? And the time is of the essence. Yet what I've discovered is that more than time freedom, it's true freedom that entrepreneurs are actually seeking. And that starts with the mindset. Yeah. Once this is in place, once the mindset is sort of like in the right place, or and you are actually dedicating time to it, then that is going to lead to your true freedom. Because with that, with the mindset, nothing can really ever get in your way, whatever challenges come up. So this is where everything's led to so far.
Yeah, and I love it. And I think one thing I wanted to reiterate that you said, it's so true. It's not taught in schools. You know, we've got kids in schools that know the Pythagorean theorem and you know, dare I say it, some pretty useless stuff. Not a lot about finance, personal finance, not a lot about self-development or mindset or the things that we know as entrepreneurs that truly serve us and are going to help us. I want to dig into mindset a little bit because, as you know, mortgage, coaching mortgage loan officers, originating mortgages myself, being a founding partner of U Mortgage. I'm around a lot of people in the mortgage industry, and we're partnered with a lot of real estate agents. Both of those industries are, you know, some would say suffering. They're in a time that is very hard, but with the right mindset, we can remind them that, sure, it's not 2020 or 21, but 390,000 mortgages are being originated per month, and you only need a couple of those to do well. What would you say to, you know, an industry as a whole that's going through some turbulence? And, you know, I would imagine there's a lot of mortgage originators, there's real estate agents out there that just their mindset's not in the right place.
Really, really cool question. Really interesting. And I want to tie it in with the education as well that you mentioned. Without a doubt, that's interesting. You mentioned the word suffering as well. So with regards to the education, what's really interesting so far to me is this, and has come to light, is I agree with you 100%. You know, there's a lot of stuff that is not taught in schools. Yet what's even more interesting nowadays is this, is that the information is available. Now, it would be nice if we were teaching it in schools, but for the person who's not in school and they're you know, and they are an entrepreneur and they're in the mortgage industry or whatever industry they're in, the information is available. And more than likely, most people have heard of mindset in one way or another, potentially got intrigued by it, potentially said, this is really interesting. You know, I listened to that guy, Ken, on the podcast with Matt, and that was really interesting. I need to look into that. Yet for some reason, they don't. I like to call it the triple U syndrome, with you and the U being the letter U. And it's simply this, is that they don't look into it. They put it on the back burner, no different than buying a book and leaving it there and not reading it, which I've done, many people have done, most people have done, and you just leave it there. The thing is this, the book is right there. It's on the shelf. You just need to pull it off the shelf and open the book. And the same thing with entrepreneurs. They say, you know, I'll get to it. And again, tying in with all the tasks and all the things that need to be done. And they get lost in that world. So the first U of the triple U syndrome is it is underrated. Mindset is underrated. You still do not believe that it is really a superpower, believe it or not. And because it's underrated and gets pushed out, it gets underestimated. Gets underestimated again, simply because that belief is just not strong enough yet. And because of that, it gets underutilized. It gets left there on the back burner. So the information is there. I mean, I can have more information available to me. You can have more information available to you today in one day than my grandparents could have had in a lifetime. That's how much information is there. So it is there. Now, the shift in the mindset. So it's interesting you mentioned the word suffering. One of my pet peeves, and this might rub the wrong way for a lot of people, is this, is that in the entrepreneurial world, you have heard, potentially in the mortgage world as well, you have heard from potentially even experts that, listen, you need to be prepared to suffer. You need to be prepared to struggle as an entrepreneur. You need to be prepared to sacrifice and be prepared for the stress. So this is an it's an installation that happens over and over and over again. You can attend really great entrepreneurial events, and it gets mentioned over and over again. So what happens is, for the most part, and this is where the mindset and the mind is so magnificent, is that you are installed with that belief because you've heard it over and over. And now you are associating all of those things with success. I dare to tell you that that's a fallacy. That is not the truth. Just because someone told you that doesn't mean it's the truth. Now, I understand you will have your challenges going through your entrepreneurial journey. Absolutely. That's where you're going to grow, without a doubt. Yet what if your business, what if your entrepreneurial journey could be fun? What if it could be impactful? What if it could be inspirational? What if it could be like just so fulfilling? So look at the difference of heading into, let's say, the entrepreneurial journey, or even heading into one single day, waking up in the morning and saying, okay, this is going to be a fulfilling day. This is going to be an impactful day. I'm going to have fun while I'm doing my business. Rather than heading into the day saying, okay, let's see what's coming on today. What's going to stress me out today? You know, okay, where's the suffering going to come from? And all of these thoughts, because everything starts from a thought, from an idea. So my goal with entrepreneurs is for them to understand how they can actually shift the way they are thinking so that they can create different results. And someone listening might say, but hey, Ken, how is that going to shift my results? Because this is my reality. This is it. Well, it's the reality you're looking at. It's your perception right now. That, again, doesn't mean it's the truth. It's a reality that you're looking at. But what if there was a whole different reality that was completely different? So you start to shift it, because what you haven't understood so far is this, is that your thoughts create your emotions. Make it really simple. Whatever you're thinking is going to create a good feeling emotion or a bad feeling emotion. One or the other. Making it really simple. That emotion, feeling good, feeling bad, is going to affect the actions and the behaviors that you're going to be carrying out. And those actions, those behaviors, are going to have an impact on your results and your experiences. So if you look at any area of your life, whether it's your business, your health, your wealth, your relationships, your spirituality, whatever you want to look at, these different areas of your life. And if you're looking at an area and saying, I'm really not happy with that area, you want to be looking at that and saying, okay, if I'm not happy with that experience, with that result, you want to be going back to your thoughts and what's going on in my thoughts, which then again, let's not make it complicated, are tied in with your beliefs. What we were talking about before. So now if I'm shifting the belief and saying, okay, maybe there is a potential for me to, you know, I would really prefer to have fun. And you start to shift that belief, it's going to ultimately have an effect on all the results and the experiences, because what you're thinking and your perception is what you're seeing. That's your perception. That's your outside world. But that outside world is happening because of your inside world. It's a reflection of what's going on the inside. Change what's going on the inside, your mindset, and your outside world begins to change.
I love that. That resonated so much with me, Ken. I literally had the thought this morning. I was driving, and you know, sometimes we're in a good mood or we're in a bad mood. Like, everybody's human and whatnot. But like, I'm a fairly optimistic guy. And even in the toughest real estate market, the toughest mortgage market we've seen in 30 years, I literally had this thought this morning. I said, you know, and this is just me in my head talking to myself after I dropped my kid off at school. If I'm having this much fun in this heart of a market, how much fun is it going to be when the market's better? And I felt myself get excited, because even in the toughest market, where other people like, I've never seen it. I've been around real estate for 40 years and 2008 was a cakewalk compared to now in terms of, you know, transactions and what it took from a business standpoint to generate business. And so I think I maybe over time have built this, like you said, kind of approach to mindset where me thinking these thoughts is creating emotions in me. And just to double down on what you said, it affects how I show up. It affects how my energy comes across to a real estate agent partner, to a potential client. And that is going to affect my results. I'm going to get better results because I show up better in my business. And so you said the word superpower. And I agree wholeheartedly, right? That our mindset is a superpower. I would love to hear from you some stories. I love stories. And it can be in business. It can be in sports. I know I got on this kick lately where I was going down a rabbit hole and watching a bunch of extreme endurance events. And these guys, like, you talk about superhuman, a guy who's got a proper mindset is able to push him, you know, to go 250 miles in the desert is pretty incredible. But what type of, I guess, stories from the field or from your line of work do you have to demonstrate the superpower of the mindset?
Well, I could even talk about myself. So I'm going back to 2014, I was going through a really challenging time. I was in retail at that time. I had my promotional merchandise business as well. And I was delving in, was very much into personal development as well. Yet the numbers weren't making sense. I was going through a very difficult time, even in my own relationship, in my marriage. And which was going its own ways, which was, let's use the term ending. And it was a very difficult time. And I felt like, and I was very close to it, to losing everything. Honestly, it was just like, and without, and I had already been dabbling into mindset. So this is why I want to make this very clear. It doesn't mean that you're not going to go through challenges, yet it was a really great catalyst for me to say, okay, let me start to implement even more. And this is what is key as well for anybody listening is the one of the words that I believe is absolutely vital is consistency. It's not something that you look into today and you've got it all figured out. It's not something that just, you know, that just switches on and off. It's something that you do consistently. There's every day you're doing a bit more. You're getting yourself better every day, putting yourself in a better position every day. And that 2014, 2015 was a really challenging time. And if I looked at all the number of times that I had to, let's say, adapt and pivot in my life, like just give people an idea as well. Like I was an avid hockey player. I was born in Canada. I was born in Toronto. I was a hockey player, and my aspirations were, you know, NHL. And at 14, I moved to, my parents decided, they're both Maltese, decided to move back to Malta. Malta's an small 120 square mile island in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. There's no ice.
There's no ice. Not a lot of hockey going on there.
Actually, when you say hockey here, you actually need to distinguish between field hockey and ice hockey. When I said hockey here now, you automatically took it was ice hockey. Here, you got to distinguish that because there's field hockey anyways, whole different ballgame. Mm-hmm. Yet, but I look back and I go, holy mackerel, I really had to really adapt, pivot, you know, shift to a different sport for a while or whatever it was and make the changes, education changes, adapting, pivoting. You know, I was, like I said, I got into network marketing. I've been into the retail industry. Again, retail, great story as well. I opened my first retail shop, which was a souvenir shop, which is a big on the island. Souvenirs, I mean, tourism is a big thing here. And I opened in August 2000, peak season, I opened. Had a great year. Little shop, but was doing really phenomenally well. I was really happy. September 2001, we had Twin Towers. And then all of a sudden, the tourist industry changed, numbers started to change, and numbers didn't start to make. It was just like, and I actually, I know this sounds a bit, but I actually looked up to the sky. Now, not that I would have ever wanted Twin Towers to happen or anything like that to happen, but I did look up to the sky and I said, could you have not given me 5 years at least rather than just 1 year? Could you waited just a little longer? So again, you know, the shifting and attempting to make things work, I actually held on. And this is really interesting for entrepreneurs as well when it comes to their identity. I held on to that first shop because by that time I had three shops then by 2006. But I held on to that first shop and all of them actually then probably for an extra 2 years, holding on saying, oh, I can turn this around. I can turn this around. And again, the mindset and how things start to play in our heads, because I know for certain at that time I was concerned about, okay, what are other people going to think? They're going to think that I'm a failure. I haven't succeeded. And all of these things, which were keeping me there, but it wasn't to my advantage. It didn't make sense. Until I decided, okay, that's it. I got to close this up, which I did. And nobody cared. Nobody cared. You think people are thinking about you. They're not. Don't be worried about the fact that you think that other people are thinking about what you think or think. Where people get lost, where entrepreneurs get lost, is they think that other people are thinking about what they're thinking. And they're not. They're not doing that at all. They're the center of their own universe. Yep. So again, I had to make shifts there. But I quickly turned around things. By 2016, I had really turned around everything. Like business was doing really well. My promotional merchandise was doing really well. And things were really, I ended up in a new relationship that was, you know, which I'm still in today. And it was a phenomenal relationship as well. So things can turn around just by that shifting and saying, okay, listen, You take stock of things. You got to accept where you are. Really important. And you got to be honest with yourself. Accept where you are. Be honest with yourself. And then, and before I used to say, do what it takes to get to where you want to get to, you know, and know specifically where you want to get to. Yet today I say do, and more importantly, be what it takes to get to where you would like to get to. And something that is absolutely vital, and you've already mentioned this, Matt, indirectly, is it's not about getting to the end result. It's not about chasing the money. It's not about whatever it is, the goal that you want. They're great to have, don't get me wrong. And you want to have those insight. Yet it's not about chasing that. And that's why the being part is so important. You see, as much of a cliche as it is, the cliche of cliches, enjoy the journey. Yet it's the truth. And this is exactly what's happening to you as well right now, Matt, is that you're just so enjoying this journey that even through, and this is what success is. For me, at least the way I look at it is, you want to have real success, it's about being able to enjoy the journey while swaying through your crap, while swaying through the difficult times. If during those difficult moments, you can still find the joy in it, that's success, man. That's success, because there you're growing, you're aligning with, you know, the excitement, the joy, and it then changes everything because you start to meet the right people, you bump into the right associates, you come across a great program, whatever it is, because everything outside of you, like we said, is a reflection. So if inside you've aligned with that joy, the stuff outside of you has to be like that as well. So business partners who you are, or clients that are coming to you, are your perfect clients. They're not giving you challenges. They're not giving you trouble. And it's flowing. And it's flowing. And this is what it's all about. And those, you know, when I look back at those moments where I adapted, pivoted, shifted when necessary, those were growth spurts. And they continue to come every so often. You know, this doesn't go exactly the way I thought it. This doesn't go exactly the way I thought it was going to go. Yet, and I want to tie this in as well. You know, true freedom. And I'm tempted, I'm toying with this right now, in actually shifting true freedom to soul freedom. And that might resonate for some people. It might not resonate for some people. And it's all about bringing back or finding new ways to bring back the soul in business. And that true freedom that starts from here, but is a connection with this, which is something much bigger than you. You can call it the divine, you can call it source, you can call it energy, something that is much bigger than you. I like to call it the umami self. For those of you, I don't know, in the food world, umami is that taste when you eat something that is so fantastic, you can't even describe it. In fact, the definition of umami is the essence of deliciousness. So the umami self is the essence of deliciousness of who you truly are. And when you begin to tap into that quiet time, some meditation, and you begin to tap into that, some of the logical stuff that goes through your head won't matter anymore, because now you're tapping into something that is even greater than logic. You're tapping in to something that is your true essence.
Yeah, I love, dude, there was so much of that. I was trying to take mental notes. I took a couple notes here. You know, the way you ended it as well is like, that's what people are truly looking for. I think is there's business goals, there's life goals, there's health. And it's like, I just want to be happy. I just want to be at peace. And no matter who I talk to, you know, athletes, business owners, like, there's the goal and there's the drive. And then there's just, you know, being truly at peace. You know, I don't know what you called it, the soul.
Well, I was looking, so I originally started with true freedom, but I'm shifting towards, and I'm testing freedom. It right now, soul freedom, which resonates, to me resonates really, really well, because this is where, and again, I want to really reiterate this with entrepreneurs and those who have those goals. Remember, your goals and achieving whatever you want to achieve are actually a byproduct. They're a byproduct of your journey, a byproduct of how you are feeling. So you create a consistent, good feeling mindset. I don't even like to use positive mindset anymore, a good feeling mindset. And you can create a good feeling very quickly. You think of, for many people, I just tell them to think of their family. Most of the time, they're kids. They feel good right away. They get this really nice feeling. You could just think of your favorite food, really. And you know what? And there's a good feeling. Whatever makes you feel good. Because the minute you're doing that and feeling good, you are in alignment with your true self. The byproduct of that is all of the stuff that's going to happen outside of you, which includes your goals, your financial goals, all of that. It's not about chasing, because when you're chasing those goals and those financial goals, and that is what you're really seeking, you actually begin to push it further away. Rather than, and this is the difference between taking action and inspired action. Because there are a lot of people, I don't know about, you know, if you can attest to this, Matt, there's a lot of people being busy doing nothing.
100% guarantee. Before I forget the notes, a couple things you mentioned, and I want the Get Better Everyday listener to hear it. You mentioned consistency, which for anything you're doing is important. And so if we're talking about mindset, consistently working on strengthening a positive mindset. And going, you know, because it's going to, you also mentioned struggle. None of us are immune. We've all got struggle. We've got personal struggle. We've got business struggle. We've got health struggle. We've got all the struggle. And consistently working out the mindset muscle is what I believe, you know, will allow you to take on bigger and bigger struggles. And you mentioned it. I know it's true for me. I'm sure it's true for you. The challenges you saw with the souvenir shop, all the things that happened to you along the way were opportunities that forced you to grow. So the person you are today, and that's the whole thing that's so phenomenal about the journey, right? Like you said it, and I agree with it. So to get better everyday listener, like if you don't take note of anything else, the goal is not the $1 million business. The goal is not, I want to reach six figures of income. The goal is, I'm going to become the person that attracts those things. And then if you take the Matt Gouget of 2023 and you took all my worldly possessions, the personal work that I've done over the last decade is going to allow me to go rebuild whatever I want in life, because I've got the skills. You can't take that away from me. And so people always, you know, in my world, what's the best investment? What's the best this? The best investment is always in yourself. The best yeah. investment is always getting better every day, whether that's with a mentor, with a coach, with a course, with a conference you go to. I've seen it repeated time and time and time again. You want to get better every day? Get around other people that are getting better every day. You want to get better every day? Go to conferences, get with a coach, get with a mentor. And once you're accomplished and you're a better version of yourself, you can't take that away. Businesses shut Never. Down. People go bankrupt. You cannot take away the value that you've basically grown within yourself.
And this, I'd like to mention this as well, which is tied in with that soul freedom, with that true freedom. To really have true freedom, you need to understand that whatever is going on in your life, it doesn't matter. There's a number of components that make up this true freedom, but one that is absolutely vital, without a doubt, is understanding that your worthiness is never, ever, ever compromised. It doesn't matter what you're going. Well, even if you went to bankruptcy or a failed business and failed, I put that in quotation marks. Your worthiness is never compromised. And when you truly begin to understand that, that's freedom, because so many people carry that weight. There are so many entrepreneurs carrying that weight that, you know, what if I fail and what if this didn't, and this didn't work out? And what is that person, like I was saying before, what are they going to say about me? And all of these, that's a weight that you're carrying around. That's not freedom. So understanding that your worthiness is in true freedom and soul freedom is never, ever, ever compromised. And on top of that, you come to a point where you listen to people and you seek advice and the side, yet what other people are saying about you or thinking about you, you really don't care about it. You really don't care. You come to that point where it doesn't matter because you know what you're feeling. You know how you want to move forward with your business, with your life, and only you know that. So when you come to that point, you're not worried about what other people are gaining. That's a huge sense of freedom. A huge yep. sense of freedom.
I love it. I love it, man. We got to wrap this up, but I've thoroughly enjoyed this, Ken. I appreciate you, man. Anything you want to shout out, any website or anything that you want to point sure. people toward? We'll have some links in the comments.
Yeah, well. Absolutely. I got something really special for anybody who is interested, any listeners. It's a completely free online program, which is called The Mindset Choice, The Choice That Changes Everything. It's a short online program. I did this purposely. To understand why mindset is such an important choice decision in your life. So like I said, it's a short online program. That way people, whoever go through it, they're going to get value from it. Potentially they might say, you know what, I like what Ken's saying. He resonates with me. They might want to continue to work potentially. And if not, they're still going to get value. And if we never have a conversation, that's fine as well. And to get that, they could actually go to growth4 entrepreneurs.com, and they can find out more about the program, and they can actually register there as well, and they can get access to it.
Cool. growth4entrepreneurs.com. I'm going to put the link down below. Thanks so much for joining me, Ken. I appreciate you, brother.
Absolutely. No problem. My pleasure.
This is Matt Gouget. Just wanted to give you a quick thank you for listening to the Get Better Every Day podcast. Hopefully you're inspired to go out there and get better every day. If you could, please do us a huge favor and leave a 5-star review if you found any value in this. Share it with your friends. Again, thanks for listening, and go out there and get better every day.